This is Arizona Edition on KAWC. I'm Lou Gumm. Thanks for listening. Anne-Marie Ward is a Republican candidate for Congress in District 4. She's a Prescott Valley native and is a first-time candidate. Ward has traveled a lot of miles in CD4 since we first spoke to her in November. As she continues her campaigning during the COVID-19 pandemic, she also faces the task of unseating an incumbent who won re-election handily in 2018. Very nice to talk to you. Last time we talked to you was November. And I know then that the number one topic you told me you were hearing about across the state of Arizona was healthcare, and it was lack of specialists in an area, accessibility, and also pricing. How has COVID-19 impacted what you're hearing about healthcare? And thanks for joining us.
Well, Lou, thank you for having me. Yeah, since we talked in November, of course, healthcare is right at the top of people's minds, especially now, as you mentioned, with COVID-19. What we're really hearing is a paradigm shift altogether in the way that people view healthcare in this district. And now I have driven over 45,000 miles since November and really had the opportunity to listen and learn about what's going on. And interestingly, what I am hearing the most from new practitioners to the field, especially coming to our rural communities, is that they want to step out of the health insurance industry altogether. They are looking at having a price list or a monthly retainer because they feel that they're no longer able to care for their patients outside of the insurance-driven industry and the political world. And we've seen how much COVID-19 is impacted by insurance and politics and local, at every single level. And so they are feeling that and are responding to that in a way that takes them back to that very traditional patient-doctor relationship, because what they are hearing, especially as they went through the residencies, was patients would come in and say, I can't have an MRI, I need a CAT scan, that's all my insurance covers. And so we are seeing insurance-driven care, and that's something that they are wanting to shift. And we saw that with VRBOs, we have seen that when it comes to Lyft and Uber that took over the taxi industry, where the private sector truly pivots to try to match what the needs are. And often that ends something that we've known as an era for a long time. What's most important for this district is that as we see that private sector respond, we need somebody like me at the table who's going to be able to help lead and facilitate that conversation, because we're also seeing that Medicare patients are really not getting the attention they need. Doctors are starting to reject Medicare patients because they're reimbursed about 36 cents on the dollar. We're seeing that the providers that are an option for them are less and less. They're having to travel more. And so that is a healthcare industry, the struggle. We are seeing an extreme impact on mental and behavioral health that was already a struggling system. And COVID has really increased the numbers of crisis within that field. And so altogether, Lou, COVID-19 has really shown a light on how far we have to go in healthcare, but this is also the prime opportunity to get started.
What has changed about what you think the role of the government can be in now in facilitating progress in healthcare?
Well, I truly believe the role of the government at the very beginning is to get all of the stakeholders together and talk about where we're at and where we need to go. I've seen quite a few areas within our district of 7 counties that have put together their own healthcare coalitions where they are identifying regulations that they are struggling under, where they are finding different issues within policy that are no longer effective or antiquated, that are causing a gap in care or overpricing in care. And so really defining what are we doing with that. And then how do we make things more competitive? In Arizona, we don't have competition when it comes to health insurance. And so one of the biggest pushes I hear on a regular basis is, let's get those interstate lines opened back up so that we can compete. Because, Lou, an average family is spending about $1,200 a month. Not to mention they have these massive deductibles that they have to meet, and it really just strangles our families.
I want to ask you a little bit about Yuma. You were, I think, on your third trip to Yuma back in November. What do you think you know for sure about this region and Yuma in particular and Parker even now that maybe you didn't know in November?
So since then, I have been to Yuma and Parker well over a dozen times and spent quite a bit of time in both communities. One of the first things I've heard the most about in Yuma is from the agriculture industry there. And their greatest concern is that as a representative, that I really work to protect the law of the river and our interests in our rural communities. As we have seen with the most recent push in Cibola to see that water being bought by a trust fund company and funneled, that would really upset the law of the river, which would, of course, overturn our agriculture industry. Many of our rural communities would dry up because instead of priorities, it would be he who has the most dollars gets the water. Well, we'll never be able to compete with a metropolitan area like Phoenix. And so it's vital that we see that law of the river stay intact so that we have those industries like agriculture. And of course, Yuma, I always tell people now, if you're eating a leafy green, you can thank Yuma because it probably came out of there. So number one is definitely water. Number two is being available and accessible when it comes to policy that meets the area. And so they have not had a positive experience with the current representation of Paul Gosar. They've had a very negative experience, where it's either overtly negative or being inaccessible or voting against bills that would have made sense for Yuma and Parker specifically with a lot of agriculture. When the farm bill came up, it did some great things by not only setting that industry standard, but it also really started to pare down on a lot of the overinflated welfare programs. And Paul voted against that and said he used it as a political maneuver. And that was very angering to people in the Yuma area and Parker, and rightfully so. So in those specific areas for the community, when it comes to that water, when it comes to the industry itself, those are vital to be there. But most importantly, that access to their representative, a positive conduit where we're putting the idea of representation back into representative government. Sadly, Lou, many of these areas have not seen representation in the past 10 years, and that's something we're turning around.
Well, you have some pretty strong opinions and some, you know, pretty flashy videos on your webpage. Do you feel like you're accessible to Democrats or to even a strong liberal? Do you feel like you're accessible and able to have a conversation with people who may completely disagree with some of your views?
Absolutely, Lou. So one of our major platforms is bringing civility back to the table. Regardless of party, none of us are going to have the luxury of always being in control. And at the end of the day, no matter what industry you're in, none of us agree on everything. And it's important that we get to the point that we're able to prioritize and say, we agree that healthcare needs to be fixed. We agree that we need to see education fixed. We agree that we need to see the economy flourishing, see our small businesses have more opportunities. And so we have not seen the willingness to treat each other with civility, which is really what this foundation or what this nation was founded upon. So over the last 9 months, we have hosted dozens and dozens of open town halls in every single community and county within our district. And it's been great because we do predominantly have Republicans. They want to come and hear what we have to say. But we have also seen a lot of Democrats and a lot of independents come and listen because this is a plus 21 district. We know that only a Republican is going to win this district. And so they want to see what the options are, which is great. This is a very civically and politically engaged district. And it's important to hear both sides because at the end of the day, I will not represent just Republicans. And the same way a Democrat doesn't represent just Democrats. We have an entire district full of people. And I'll tell you that from the different parties, they don't agree with me on everything. Like you said, we have some pretty flashy videos that ideologically might not align to some of our Democrats or more liberal Democrats. But what they can agree on is that our education, healthcare, and economy need a lot of help. And so it's important to come together on those and start bringing some action.
I want to wrap up. We just have a couple minutes left on the COVID-19 pandemic and how you think Arizona has responded. What concerns you about what is happening even just today?
So where we're at right now, of course, all eyes are on the potential of schools reopening in the fall. We see the debates with masks back and forth. We are seeing debates with which businesses are supposed to be open, which ones are not open, some lawsuits going on here and there. And this is really a difficult time. I think the most important thing to take away from all of this is, one, to be kind to one another. We're not going to get through this any easier by making it more difficult. But two, is to really not do this one size fits all. When all of this happened, it was very, very hard on our rural communities that had maybe 10, 15 people in their store maximum at one time, and they could balance that health and safety on top of keeping their livelihood. But then we saw 250 people in Home Depot. And so now, as I'm traveling the district, Lou, what we're seeing is so many businesses have closed permanently. And these are families that put their entire livelihoods into these businesses. And it's extremely difficult because many of our communities don't have that many resources to begin with. We saw that the PPP loans did not fully meet the needs of the business community. They were very difficult to get.
They didn't seem to flow to small towns either.
Right, right. You're absolutely right. And Yuma, I talked to quite a few business owners that said, look, they really weren't functional even when we did get them because they had a lot of constraints that were very difficult. And so you're right. So all together where we're at right now, I think we're learning day by day what new information is coming in. How do we pivot with that? And at the end of the day, it's a very difficult balance of public health and safety, flourishing economy, and then individual liberties and freedoms. And that's something that moving forward, we need to navigate very carefully to make sure that our communities still flourish.
Anne Marie Ward, Republican candidate for Congressional District 4. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Lou.
The primary election is August 4th. I'm Lou Gum. This is Arizona Edition on KAWC. We'll be right back.